ovals interrupted. A dozen smaller canvases are strewn on a large one. The backing canvas is the size of a double bed and positioned horizontally. The 12 askew and often overlapping paintings range in size from a foot to a meter long. Most are rectangular. The paint is thick in many places. The brush strokes have long, smooth ridges of unmixed color. This homage to analytical cubism was painted by George McKim and is titled Ripple. It is acrylic and spackling on layered canvases, created in 1979. There is a black horizontal oval just down and right of the center of the canvas. Concentric ripples pulse out to the edges of the artwork but are interrupted by the smaller paintings. Most of these continue the ripples but in different colors or styles. On the far left, the ripples become short, overlapping curves in grays. Along the top, the small canvases continue the motif in dashed lines. In the middle left, the ripples are black on black, having only texture. Exceptions to the ripples are sprinkled in the upper right, and on one small canvas along the bottom, the lines are wavy and do not follow the curve. The bottom right has black on light gray polka dots. A wedge of red peeks out from a canvas underneath. One of the larger rectangular canvases has its bottom left corner just below the center of the piece. It rests vertically and no other canvas overlaps it. It shows three stacked torus or donut shapes. They are black on a black background. In ripples around each are thick, drippy, dashed lines in ivory white. This description and recording are by Jan Tu on behalf of Arts Access North Carolina, a nonprofit that works to make the arts accessible to children and adults with disabilities.